someone is multidimensional. You should always remember that.
There's so many different facets to our personalities. Like, again, we're queer, we're pretty, we're artistic, neurodivergent, and political.
Yes. And sometimes we can be loud about it.
Period. I like being loud.
Exactly. Just like,
well, I like being loud now. I didn't used to like being loud. I didn't like people noticing me or acknowledging my existence.
Yeah.
I didn't like being perceived. Very different now. Look at me. Mm.
Yeah, like, damn, I'm gorgeous. I'm sorry, I just ate something. I didn't think about that.
No, you are all good. You are all good.
It's not even anything healthy. It's literally, it's like one of my munchy snacks. It's, so you get banana chips.
Oh, yeah.
And you get some vanilla yogurt, not yogurt, vanilla icing.
Mm.
So you just, it's like chip and dips. The worst kind of chip and dips. But it's like so
banana
delicious.
Pudding-esque.
Banana pudding-esque, yes, actually.
Okay.
It's very delicious. Like, oh my goodness. It's like, but it's so not good for you. Like, I'm literally eating icing from the tub. It's like, it'd be like that sometimes.
It do be like that sometimes. Here.
Yeah.
When you commit to an idea for your art, how long would you say it usually takes for you to create that piece?
It depends on life.
Help that.
Yeah. So, it also depends on the size, honestly. Because I do a lot of small art, more than I do big pieces. And my small art, depending on how that day is going, can either be done in a day or within the week, depending on how much free time I have. But my big pieces can take several weeks just because I'm not going to do it all in one sitting. I just, that's just my ADHD is not going to allow that. So I can spend up to 2 weeks just on one section of it just because I can't get it the way I'm seeing it in my head.
Yeah.
Or because it's taking me so long to get done. Like, I just did a commission that I just finished, like, last week. Within the last week, I finished this commission. But there was one section where I was drawing, basically, fishnets on a person. But the fishnets had detailing all throughout the fishnets. So it was, like, flowers, like a floral detail, but it was still in fishnet form. And so I had to draw that by hand onto a painting with, like, markers. Because there was no way I was going to get that with my paintbrushes. It just was not happening.
Yeah.
So that took
me...
mixed
media piece, yeah.
Yeah. So that alone took me almost a week to do because I just couldn't sit there and do it for that long. I was just like... Between the cats jumping on me, between having to stop to eat, or like go to work, or whatever.
Or sleep.
Or sleep, that's the big one. You gotta do that sometimes.
Gotta sleep every morning, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes. I was like, is it sleeping or is it just passing out because you no longer have the energy to stay awake? The world may never know. So yeah, it depends on the conditions that I'm currently in determines how long a big piece can take. I just started a big piece, and I'm not even done with the sky yet. That's only a quarter of the painting, and it's just sitting here.
That's going to be like a fun project, though, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to do like a Rapunzel piece.
Ooh.
Yeah, like a black Rapunzel.
How are you gonna do the hair?
I'm thinking like locks, but like with a bunch of stuff weaved throughout it. But I'm also gonna have like a skeleton in there and like maybe like some rusty swords.
Okay, like a black gothic Rapunzel.
Yeah. Exactly. And so, like, I don't know. I'm still playing around with the idea. Like, it could end up being something else entirely. Who knows?
I love the
But
sound of that though.
I have a few sketches drawn out that I really like. It's just getting the style I want to do it in done. 'Cause the painting I just posted on my account recently, I did a different style that I normally don't do, that I haven't done before actually. So Van Gogh, when he painted in a way where you could see each brush stroke, and it added texture to paintings. And I wanted to play around with that, and I came out with this really colorful piece with like waves and stuff, and like a really cool sky. And I want to make a few of those. But I want to, like, I don't know. I'm playing around with some ideas and some different styles. And it's just gonna take finding what works for me in a way that I like it. So I'm trying to take that painting, like the Van Gogh painting style, and do something with fairy tales. Because I'm working, the thing I'm drawing right
Sounds.
now is kind of like Sleeping Beauty, but with flowers all over the place and coming out like the mouth and everything. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, but
Just a new take on fairy tale style.
yeah, exactly. But also, I want to make it queer. So, like, the person I'm drawing right now is a trans woman, but she still has like a trans woman who has not done any surgeries yet.
Okay.
So
So
that's
just
kind of
like
what it.
thin face, kind of like mask bod.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
That's kind of like that's not what I was starting with, but I guess as we were talking, that's what happened.
Yeah.
And so I really like the way it's coming out though. So this might be a painting soon.
Give
Yeah.
everybody something to look forward to. Keep an eye out on the
Yes.
Instagram. Yeah.
Yes, because I do actually try to post often on my account now. Truly, it's
You've been
a
posting
chore.
regularly and I see it. Oh, honestly, I feel that in my heart and soul with the podcast, keeping up with posting regularly for that. It's another job.
It is, and then like trying to make content, like, because you gotta make reels to like get any sort of notice, and I don't want to just take videos of me doing my thing, but unfortunately, that's what you have to do to
Yeah.
get seen, to sell art and stuff. So I've been.
And the phone only has a limited storage capacity, so like, what are we doing?
That part, like
What are we doing?
that part, like when I tell you the amount of times that the little notification has come in where it's just like, no more storage in the middle of me trying to make videos for my account, I'm just like, what do I do? What's the point? Where do I get the more storage? And so now I have like, I'm paying for storage on Dropbox. I'm paying for storage on Google Pictures. I do not trust the Apple Cloud. I've lost a bunch of pictures in the last year because of that.
I'm gonna tell you my little hack that I'm probably gonna delete from this. That way, Google doesn't crack down on what I've been doing. I just.
Damn, I did not think about that. That's smart. Yeah, you gotta delete
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, I'm cutting that out of this fucking button. Nobody.
Yeah.
If you wanna
Like,
know, come find me. I'm not typing it out, I'm not writing it down, and I'm deleting it from this file. So, like. If
it
you
doesn't
wanna know.
exist.
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you don't
You
know,
don't.
come find me IRL. I'll check you for a wire, and because they're gonna start limiting. What? Well, yeah,
Like,
I'm
this is
not
information that can only be taught word of mouth
gonna. Right.
without any electric devices nearby.
Period. I'm gonna
'Cause
start.
we know they're
I
listening.
set off an EMP every time I tell somebody about it.
be like, oh, she's on a list now.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's information that's not illegal, but it feels like it should be.
Yeah, like, and you know, once they hear about it, they're gonna do something. They're gonna tell somebody.
Like what happened with the Netflix password sharing.
Yes, and now look at this.
Y'all wouldn't calm the fuck down. Yeah.
We have just...
I can't use my mom's account anymore.
Exactly!
All I wanted to do was watch Heartstopper for the 17,000th time, because there ain't nothing else good on that fucking platform.
Unfortunately for me, I like some, not even some, I like a lot of Netflix original shows. Like, Love is Blind is my guilty pleasure, and the new season was on, and my mom was just like, yeah, we stopped using Netflix. I'm like, so why am I still paying $25 for this? And I switched it with the quickness to the $6.99 plan. I hate it.
And when they cut down on that fucking password shit, yeah.
Yes, between the password shit and the commercials, I'm over it. Like,
I'm sure that once they cut down on the password sharing, a lot of people, like, downgraded their fucking plans, too. Because that was, like, the big point of having the big plan was so that your whole family could use it. Yeah. And I thought that was, like, another part of it, was, like, we pay more so that more people can have it.
Exactly. Like, it doesn't make sense to just do all this shit. And now you're
keeping it as expensive and then, like, removing that fucking... What's the point?
Yeah. I hate it here.
We're in capitalist culture, bestie. We're not...
I hate it here so much. And everything is so expensive now. Art supplies? Oh my god, it's so expensive. Do you know how much a nice paintbrush will cost me? $15. No, but, for one. Just one brush.
For one.
For a nice one, but it's one. $15. I have never stolen
groceries cost now.
Too much.
Shit. Too much.
I can't. I have never stolen anything in my life, and I still haven't. But the last time I was in Michael's, I thought about it. I needed mini detail brushes, like the bristles, just barely 10 on there, and it was like $5, and I was just like, this is stupid. This is fucking
You just look
stupid.
Around, you're like, where are the cameras?
And I really did think about it for a hot second. I was just like, I could just put this in my pocket right now and no one would see it.
You were just
it.
Like, it's a corporation.
Yeah, like, they'll be fine. It's just $5. It's just one little detail brush. And then the morally good person in me was just like, no, you have to pay for it. I'm like, man, I hate being a good person.
See, on paper, I have never stolen anything. On paper.
But off the record?
Off the record? I'm not going to say it.
No, that's fair.
I'll delete it.
No. Yeah.
If you see me in a corporate store, in a grocery store, if you see me in a Walmart,
Forget about it.
Don't look at me. Don't look.
Your business.
Mind your fucking business. If you see me walking around and you're like, oh, she's got a whole cart. She didn't stay that long at the self-checkout lane. I didn't see her scan all the... Don't say anything. Keep your fucking mouth
you
shut.
Did. If you think you saw me,
keep
you did
fucking,
it.
You didn't fucking see me. Do you make enough money to have seen me?
Yeah.
If so, maybe help me check this shit out.
Just help a sister out, please.
Speaking of, I'm going to tag my GoFundMe to this episode.
Please do. Yes. Yeah. If I had the money, I would give you all the money, but there's a reason there's a starving artist that. Trope.
Period. We're literally starving. We are literally starving.
Like, I literally bought a whole bag of frozen wontons because they were like $5 for the whole bag. And I was just like, you know what? This is dinner. The whole bag. Whole bag is dinner.
Honestly, I feel that in my heart and soul.
And my brother was just like, you eat like a child. I was like, no, I eat like someone who doesn't have
the money for a bunch of kale.
Exactly.
If I could, I would. But it's $5 for a single bunch that'll last me for one salad. Are you kidding me?
Barely. Heaven forbid if you try to cook it down.
Ugh. Throw some spinach into some pasta. One whole bunch that initially took up that entire
whole bag.
Kitty seat on the cart, on the buggy. That one and bunch of spinach.
Is a handful. Because I decided I
scrunched
want
it down
hot
to
spinach.
It takes up a quarter of the skillet. Quarter of the skillet.
Like, because I wanted hot lettuce, hot spinach. Because
I needed iron so that I don't pass out at the job that doesn't pay me enough to fucking
buy kale in the first place.
When people don't tip me enough to also make sure that I can get this fucking spinach and kale to put in my pasta so that
and
I can do well enough to come to work the next week.
And they're all like, you know, it's good for you. It's part of, like, to take care of your body. Well, I can't take care of my body if I can't afford to, like, freaking do it.
I can't afford to take care of my body if y'all don't pay me to take care of my body.
Exactly. Like, make it make sense. Make it make sense. Because it doesn't.
It don't make sense. Doesn't make sense. I mean, it makes sense to billionaires. Don't make sense to us.
There's a reason there's a phrase, eat the rich.
It's because we hungry.
Yes. And at this point, I'm willing to consider cannibalism. So that's the whole problem that I came across, though, when I was thinking about, while I'm still thinking about being an art teacher, is I don't have a filter. I'm worried I'm going to teach children words and topics that they just aren't ready for yet, such as cannibalism. Because, you know, they're kids. They're not going to be like, oh... And I'm like, yeah, they're not going to be like, oh, eat the rich. They're going to be like, maybe I should actually try that. And we're going to have to be like, no, I was joking. No, please don't bite the other students. Please do not bite the other student. And then they're going
to
be like.
The moment they see one of their classmates who gets the first one to get a phone is going to be the first one that gets bit.
Exactly. And it's just going to be, it's going to be bad. And they're going to be like, your track record for watching kids is not good. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
Why do they keep showing up with bite marks? And you're just like, I didn't say anything about.
I was like, we had one class where cannibalism came up one time, and now the students are biting each other. I don't know what it is.
It was a bit. It's a joke.
That they took way too literally.
Because they're kids.
Yeah. And heaven forbid if they're younger kids. Oh my goodness. They see and do what they see, and
they're gonna lock that jaw.
their mouth just opens up like a boa constrictor, just yeah.
And you're just standing there like, no, spit it out.
Yeah, it's like, damn it, not again. You get a water bottle, you start treating them like the cats, and it's like, no.
And that's where you get another call. Because you can't be spraying students.
Yeah, I'm just like, so you don't want me to talk about this, but you don't want me to discipline them. I'm not spanking them. I'm just, look.
I'll embarrass them. How's that? No, that's traumatizing. That's traumatizing. Can't do it.
Well, shit. I was like, what can I do? And yeah, I'm worried that. And then, oh my god, heaven forbid they're teenagers. Teenagers are mean.
Ugh, they're ruthless.
They
can't be mean back.
You can't, because then it's just like, they're a child. I'm like, okay, if they can say what the fuck they just said, I should be allowed to say whatever the fuck needs to be said to defend myself, because I feel threatened.
So when you say, yeah, that's why your mom left you, and then they're just like, you're fired,
and then they,
go home now.
I was like, it's like, you can't bring up traumatic things in their life. Why? People do it to me all the time.
Be like, why? They're being a bitch about it.
Yeah, they need to tighten up. Lock that shit down. True. I'm teaching them what the real world is going to be like.
Ba-ba-ba.
Yeah. So if, you know, I'm worried about if I become a high school art teacher, I'm either going to cry because a teenager said something and I was not emotionally ready for it, or I'm going to punch a student.
There's no in between.
Yeah, there really isn't. I'm just going to,
I'm gonna bully them, or I'm gonna hit them. And either way, I'm going to jail.
Someone's gonna be upset. Going to prison. Yeah, I was like, either way, I'm gonna be in the wrong.
Right. Because I'm supposed to be a grown-up. I'm supposed to do the right thing.
He's like, I'm still human. I'm still growing. He talks shit, so I talk shit back.
Talk shit, get hit. Like, what? What'd your mama tell you? What'd your mom tell you?
So you think I'm about to let this 15-year-old, you know, angsting teen bully me? No, I did my time. I grew a backbone. I'm gonna use it.
Period.
It's like, if you talk the shit that you gotta take the shit that you talk.
As you should.
Yes. So that's the dilemma I'm having right now as far as trying to decide if I want to be an art teacher or not. I want to do it. I love teaching people stuff, but
we don't want to go to jail.
Yeah, I don't want to go to jail, and I don't want to be the reason a child learns a new topic that they're not mature enough to know. The amount of times that I've opened up about my sex life with a complete stranger, it's too high for me to want to be around children. Oh my goodness. We had an intern recently in our kitchen at school, at the school. He's a high schooler. He's a sweetheart. He just turned 18, so he's still a baby. And I was talking about something. I don't remember how I got on a topic, but it was like something sexual. And I stopped. I was just like, how old are you? He was like, I'm 18. And I was like, I was like, yeah, this feels weird. I'm not going to continue this conversation. He was like, why? He was like, I've heard stuff like that before. I'm like, sir, you're too young to be doing this stuff. He was just like, I mean, people do it. And I'm just like, I don't want to know anymore. Oh my goodness. I don't want to know what the kids are doing.
You're like, yeah, you're not going to hear from me, though. That's like what it's, yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to be the reason you learn this new technique. That's not really new.
I'm not gonna be the one. Yeah, it's not new. I don't want to know if it's new to you. I'm not gonna find out.
Yeah, I don't want to be the reason that you know about it. And they'll be like, "What is it?" I'm like, I can't tell you. And they're like, "I'm going to Google it." And I'm like, no, do not do that.
Don't do it.
Yeah, and so I think it's just gonna be a clusterfuck.
We're going to have to take some classes on self-control.
Yeah, and I'm definitely going to have to take, like, a sensitivity class or something.
Yeah, I think that's probably required anyway.
Yeah, I think it is, but it's not being aware of sensitive things. It's just going to be, oops, wait, I can't talk to y'all about this. Y'all are minors. And I was just like, you shouldn't even know about
this. I'll talk to the English teacher about this.
Exactly. Yeah. I was like,
that's what they're there for.
I was like, I'll just wait until my lunch break and hope that I make friends with another teacher.
I need to find another teacher that's as weird and neurodivergent as I am.
Yeah. But I do feel like I see future me giving strong, weird art teacher vibes. And I feel like that's the path I want to go.
I see that.
And people are going to be like oh, what do you... Yeah, I was like, I'm going to be out somewhere, and they're going to be like, what do you do for a living? I'm like, oh, I'm an art teacher. And they're going to be like, you know what? I see it. I'm like, oh, good. Whew, I don't have to work that hard for it.
How long is the interview? Time.
Okay, I was about to ask.
Yeah. This one ran over because we had a lot to cover since we haven't spoken in so long. So I'm going to split this up into like two or three parts.
Okay, cool. I look forward to them.
Yeah, but I'm going to just ask you one last question before we peace out this evening. And it's the question that I try to ask just about all of my guests on every podcast. I've only forgotten to do this once since we started doing this. But I would like to know the pettiest thing that you have done.
Ooh. Oh, God. I have lived a very petty life.
same.
Okay.
There's plenty of experiences. Yeah, whichever one speaks to you.
It speaks to me, but it's also really inappropriate. So I don't know if that's like if it's going to be allowed.
Oh, honey, this is the Petty Podcast where I talk about popping my pussy on a regular basis.
Okay, cool. So, growing up, especially while we were in college, I didn't have standards. I was fucking a lot of people. There was one guy in particular.
That's okay.
Yeah. There was one guy in particular that I was in love with, but he did not want to pursue a relationship. So, in order to keep that person in my life, you know, I was just like, yeah, no, I'm fine with this. You know, not really. But, you know, you do things to make it seem like you're okay with it. Like fucking other people, which he was fine with. However, there was... We had a lot of public sex, the two of us. One of those times happened to be at, you know that graveyard that was near the school?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And remember when people were, like, really into, like, Pokemon Go?
Oh, God,
like,
yeah.
When it first came out? Yeah, so apparently the graveyard was a very good place to play Pokemon Go. Like, to the point of where the police would have to, like, go through there a couple times a week to clear it out. Because people were just chilling in the graveyard. Me being one of those people. And so my friend, the situationship I was in at the time, we were playing Pokemon Go at like 2-3 in the morning in the graveyard, and we had sex while we were out there. I know, blasphemous. I made sure we were in a part of the graveyard that didn't have a lot of graves, you know, just to make me feel a little bit better about it. Cut to like maybe a year or so later. At this point, I've moved past my infatuation with this person, and me and him got into a lot of fights where we would just not talk to each other for like months. And during one of those times, I was hanging out with this one guy who had started to be my fuck buddy at the time, and we ended up at the graveyard somehow. And usually I was just like, oh no, this is me and so-and-so's place. But at that time, I was just like, fuck him. And I had sex there again with this other guy. And so cut to like one of the times where me and the previous friend are trying to make up. But he made me mad again. And I said something along the lines of, you know what, that's okay. I took so-and-so with me to the graveyard. And he was just like, but that's our spot. And I was just like, it was our spot.
And not anymore, bitch.
Yeah, I was like, not anymore. I I'm just like, you made me mad, so I fucked another man there.
Purr. As you should clear that energy.
Yeah. He's just like, just because you were the first person that I'd had sex with there didn't mean you had to be the only one. And he was like, everyone, most people hear that story don't even think of that part. They're just like, so you did it twice. You went to a graveyard, same graveyard, and had sex there multiple times. And I'm like, yeah, I probably almost brought some spirit home, but, you know, you live and you learn.
There you go. Just cleanse your spirit, do a little, burn a little sage, a little rosemary. Yeah.
Just a little bit. Just a little self-care here and there. Just make sure you don't...
Get some crystals. You'll be okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine.
Just don't even go near a Ouija board for a hot minute. Or ever.
Yeah. Or ever. And yeah, I think that's probably the pettiest thing I've done.
Pop off. I love it.
Yeah, that was nice. It was fun. I don't do that shit anymore, but when I was younger, I was very, very
feral. Impulsive.
Feral and impulsive. I'm still impulsive, but now I have someone to ring it in a little bit.
To be like, we can't set their car on fire. Now we'll be tried as adults.
And you're just like, fine, I guess. So yeah.
Now we have to just go to a rage room and pay money. Let it all out. Yeah.
That part. Or go on Minecraft and build something extravagant and then burn it all down.
It's been so long since I've done that. Just burn a little effigy. but like yeah, environmentally just, safe way of doing yeah. it.
It's more satisfying if you build something with your friends and you don't tell them that you have plans to burn it all down, and you just start a small little fire or a small little lava pit, and it just starts spreading, and you don't say anything, and you walk away, and you're just like, do, still building my section, and it's gonna be like, oh no, a fire started, and I'm like, oh my goodness, how could that have happened?
That's so wild.
It started on your side of the building. That's wild.
Whoa, that's crazy. You're crazy, girl.
Ooh, or my favorite, we were in creation mode, and I just spawned a bunch of ocelots inside of our little mansion, just spawned.
You gotta ruin everything every now and then, just to keep it interesting.
Yeah, exactly! Like, what good is having a life if you can't do a little crazy, some crazy shit sometimes?
Yeah.
It's called self-care.
It's self-care.
Oh. Ooh. Sorry, I'm stretching.
You're good.
Ooh, I'm gonna take a picture of what I drew while I'm, after we're done.
Do it. And on that note, I think it is about time that we wrap up, but I want to thank you, T, for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
This was a lovely little time. I think I'm going to have to split this up into three kind of smaller episodes. Because we talked a lot. I mean, that's great. Content. We love it. It's quality content, too. Yes. And I loved getting to catch up with you. And I'm sorry that we don't get to catch up as often.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm usually off on Sundays. If you ever want to do anything.
I'm off, like, every few Sundays. It's sporadic, but I'm typically off, like, every single Monday.
Yeah. We'll just have to, like, send each other our schedules and make plans accordingly.
I know.
Being an adult.
It's those things where, like, eventually we'll be like, it's been about a year. We gotta, like, force ourselves to hang out.
Exactly.
I like hanging out with you. I like talking to you.
I love hanging out with you, too.
Yeah.
I love talking to you. Oh, my God. I don't think we've hung out, like, since, and even then, like, I'm thinking of the art show from last year. And I was just like, even
it's
then,
like one of us is working. Yeah.
Exactly. We'll get there.
This is part of adulting. This is part of adult life. But if y'all would please give Tiara a follow over on the Instagrams.
I follow back.
Yes, it's Misadventures in Art. I'll be sure to link them in the description of this episode. And of course, be sure to follow Petty Podcast, Coco's Petty Podcast on Instagram. It's at Petty_podcast. We're streaming on all platforms. And I'm going to go ahead and link my GoFundMe because a bitch needs help with these transition costs because surgery is expensive and insurance doesn't like to cover most of it.
Ugh, truly.
It's ridiculous.
You finally get insurance and you can't even use it all.
Precisely. And if you got even like a single laugh, at the very least, share the link to the GoFundMe. Mm-hmm. And be sure to share Tiara's app for Instagram as well. Post a little bit on your story. And I'll be sure to link all of those different artists that we mentioned
in the bio. I'll make sure I send those to you.
And I'll be sure to make a note of them as I'm editing this episode.
Okay.
Since we covered a lot of ground. Thank you all so very much for listening and for being a part of this very special reunion.
Ooh.
And I will catch you next time.
Okay.
Have a lovely evening.
You too. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.